Well, hello and welcome. I'm Nicole Eisler, empowerment coach and your host here on the Limited to Liberated podcast, where I take energy and mindset topics that may feel complex, maybe they even feel confusing, and make them simple, now wait, simple and fun to implement for a healthier and happier life. Are you up for some of that? Simple plus fun to live healthier and happier. Who wouldn't say yes to that? If it sounds great to you, be sure to subscribe to my podcast. Be sure to stick around because you're going to catch a new episode every week. Let's dive in. All right, on this episode, have you ever struggled with consistency? The word consistency, I see it everywhere. You have to be consistent. Consistency. You need to be consistent with your goals. And it becomes this huge, daunting topic. Everyone wants more consistency. Hand raised over here. But not everyone seems to get there. Or maybe you get really close and then you fall off the progress wagon. Damn it all. Right? Well, that's exactly what I'm here to help you with on this week's show, where you're going to learn how to stop the struggle and rethink consistency in a way that supports your ongoing progress. Because this topic of consistency is just like any other topic out there right now, positivity, being happy, manifesting, hitting your goals, right? It's all great. It sounds amazing. Everyone wants more of the good stuff. But this is what I hear from real women, just like you, just like me, real women, when we talk about consistency, that this is a real quote that I read on one of, someone had commented on one of the live streams I did on Empower Hour. This is what my problem is, always starting over because I lack consistency. Sometimes I feel like Groundhog Day is my life. Is this resonating? Are you feeling this same struggle? Because it's a terrible way to feel. It's a terrible way to live. It's not even fair, but it's really not, you're not being fair to yourself if you're just looking at consistency as an all or nothing, right? The pressure of needing to be consistent. I'm not knocking consistency at all. Because it is true. Consistency is the hallmark of champions. People who succeed, who rise, who hit their goals, who manifest, whatever you want to call it, right? They're out there killing it. They're getting what they want. They are consistent. This is what we're told too, right? If you're an online entrepreneur, you have to show up consistently. It's always so that, but this word becomes almost, it's like your inner rebel says, you know what? F that, man. Like consistency, I don't even know how to do it, right? And then, or maybe you got the little victim who says, but I was doing really good and then this happened. And then you beat yourself up. So there's this pressure of trying to be consistent at all. Here's the issue. Trying to be consistent at all things all the time. So 100% of everything good in your life, 100% of the time. Is crazy. That's crazy cuckoo-ness. Like you can't even do that. That's where the problems start to come in. And then the pattern continues. If that's your approach, if the subconscious feeling and belief and the energy that's driving that you need to be consistent at all your good things all the time, never fail, never drop one thing, never, right? Then the pattern is this. Ooh, look, I got a new goal. I'm so, so, so excited. I'm super enthusiastic. Ooh, I need a new routine. I need new habits. So then you get into these new habits and new routine, but then you turn your routine to this rigid, I have to do this. I have to be consistent. I can't miss a beat. I have to. And then you get a little bored maybe. Maybe you rebel against it a little bit. You start lagging. You start missing a few days, a few things here and there. And then you end up in this sort of like, oh, well, you know, I mean, I missed a couple days. Oh, well. Maybe you give up. Then you get frustrated. Then you're irritated because you're right back where you started before. Then this whole self-loathing thing. Are you with me in this? This is brutal. This is a brutal pattern. So then what do you do? I got to start all over again. I don't want to stay where I'm at. I got to get back to it. But that's after you've beat yourself up and all of this has taken a toll, not just on your energy. I want you to understand, when something takes a toll on your energy, it diminishes your confidence. It warps your belief that you can actually do what you are setting out to do. Right? So, and here's an issue, okay? This is why we're talking about this, because trying to set a new habit from an irritated place, damn it, I don't want this anymore. I just got to change it. I just got to set new goals and I just got to make this happen, right? Because if you have your own business and you want to earn more money and you want to have more clients because you want to pay off your debt, that's not going to happen. Now, if you want more money and you want more clients because you love serving your clients, you love making a difference, you know that when you have clients and you're working with real people and providing this high level of service, you're giving this energy exchange, you're enhancing their life by sharing your gifts, ba-boom, you manifest what you want. That is entirely different. And guess what? It has everything to do with the power of your consistency. Why? Well, because as soon as you, here's why. If you're setting a new habit and you're trying to be consistent with it so that you can get rid of this problem in your life, as soon as you relieve that pressure just a little bit, just enough, whew, pressure's off. I got a little money in the bank now. I got a new client. Ha ha. You see a little improvement, you ease up. There's no pressure. You don't want to operate from pressure. That's not fun. That's not inspiring. I mean, it's true that a little bit of pressure will make you maybe a little more competitive with your goals. Maybe, you know, meeting that last minute deadline. Here's where I like pressure. Hey, Nicole, we need a speaker. Somebody canceled out. Or, hey, Nicole, can you pop over on the Morning Blend next week, Tuesday? And I look at my calendar and I will make it work. You bet I can. Absolutely. That's the kind of pressure I like. Pressure on demand. Not demanding of myself to function under pressure. That's totally different. Right? Or unexpected client comes in, super transition in their life. Or I have a client who's gone through an unexpected, you know, shift and change, and it has totally uprooted their whole foundation or whatever, and they need, we need to pop in an extra session. We got an emergency session. Sure. Yep. That kind of pressure I love. I can show up for that all day long. However, trying to pressure myself into being more consistent, more progress, that's not fun. It's just a fact. Okay, it is just a fact. If you are not loving what you do, if you are not loving how your days unfold, your inner rebel is going to just say, enough. I'm not doing it. I don't want to. You'll distract yourself. We got creative distractions going on with, oh, gee, you know, I haven't updated the last paragraph of every page on my freebie in a while. Or, right, have you ever done this? Or you're like, ooh, I really should clean my bathroom right now. Or maybe you just decide that you're going to veg out and watch. I don't know what it is, but we come up with all kinds of distractions, right? We create those. Why? Because can't make me do it. I don't have to do it. I'm too tired. Not today. I don't feel like it. Oh my God, we have so many things that we throw in there. Don't you have this little, come on, everybody's got it. Raise your hand over there. Everybody's got that little voice inside that, you know, you don't need to do that today. You want to do this. Or, ugh, just so, it's dark out. Maybe it's like a rainy day. So you tell yourself because it's rainy, you don't feel like it. Are you serious right now? We are so making shit up to not be consistent just because of the pressure. And if it's stemming from, like I said, if it's stemming from an irritated place to just get rid of some problem in your life, not going to stick. I mean, there's statistics all over the web. New businesses fail. 30% of new businesses fail in the first year. Or how many people start a new weight loss program? Why? Because they don't want to be fat. That's just a fact. Okay, people want to lose weight, don't want to be fat. They're not saying, no, I'm not saying everybody, and I'm not picking on anything, but I'm picking a pain point that starts a new plan, program, habit, strategy, approach. Starting from the problem is not going to get you there. The problem can grab your attention. I'm fine with that. I love it. But I want you to find an inspired place to start a new habit, or consistency goes out the window sooner than later. Okay? And we're going to look at consistency from different angles today to get you feeling good about consistency. Because if it already feels like, I don't know, whoo, got to be consistent. And what does that say? I have to be consistent. I have to do this the same way every day forever. Nothing is forever. Nothing. Nothing is forever. First of all, if you're picking a weight loss plan that doesn't inspire you, that you don't love all about it, and it's like restrictive and don't do this and you can't do that, your inner rebel is going to say, F you. I'm sick of this. I don't want to live like this anymore. Why? Because we're expansive beings. We're not restrictive beings. We are here to learn more, be more, see more, experience more. We're not just here to live in a small little tiny little box that's gray, no color, everything's beige, and there's no flavor, and you eat and do the same things every day, all the time, exactly the same. That's not what your soul signed up for. That's not what this is about. So it's not going to work. Right? So weight loss fails. Staying organized. Oh, this is a fun one. I used to be an organizing coach, by the way, and I worked with a lot of clients, and I would go into their house and, oh my gosh, they were just so embarrassed. And, oh, I don't even know if you want to see this. It's such a mess. And, blah, blah, blah. And the thing is, I didn't go in and put in my system of organizing. I went in and learned about my client, how they operated, how they functioned, because there's a lot of people go in, they hire someone, they come in and they do all this organizing and they have all these color-coded tabs and blah, 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 but they don't get into any of the mindset, the habits, or how this person, and I'm not saying everybody again, okay? This is not a generalization. I'm giving examples. And then the person's like, I can't find anything, because actually being organized is not about having the most amazing system that looks really pretty and color-coded. Being organized is how quickly can you find something when you need it. Boom. I know right where that is. It's right here. Awesome. Right? So helping someone function in their, like from their personality, their pattern, where that is. Now, I'm not saying piles all over the place is the best approach, but staying organized is another one where people go, I just got to stay organized, and then fall off the progress wagon again. How about well-being habits? Journaling, meditating, morning hikes, exercise, thinking positive, doing your affirmations, fill in the blank. What is it? There's a lot of fails on that one too. Why? Because we blame, well, this is it. We don't blame consistency. You tend to blame yourself. Why can't I stay consistent? I was doing so good if it wasn't for that one thing or whatever. Right? I got distracted today. I didn't know I was going to have a flat tire, got stuck in traffic. So-and-so kept me late at work. Kids had to be picked up early. Whatever. Life. That's life. So here's how I help my clients, because I always want to know, what is your belief and your perspective? What is your perception of this thing that seems like an obstacle? Because if consistency is showing up and feels like an obstacle, good luck, Chuck. Like, I don't know how that's going to go, but probably not very well, right? We have to identify what is not working. What's keeping you in the patterns that you don't want, so that we can get you out of the pattern so you can dream past your problem? Because if you're trying to set your goals and your habits and your strategies and approaches from a problem energy point, like your energetic set point is problematic, it's not going to last. I am saying, yes, when I work with clients, depending on how long we work together, we will select and choose what is the area of your life that you most want to impact during our time together. We're not going to say, okay, let's change your whole entire life in this one big sweep. First of all, overwhelming, right? It's just a lot. But what's an area of your life? Some clients come to me, they say, well, man, I just really, you know, I got a business and I have a brand and I have a vision, I have a dream and I have a mission. I'm not attracting anyone. I'm not getting any attention. I don't have the presence that I want, right? So we may look at, let's look at this confidence piece. Where's your confidence? How much are you trusting yourself? Are you trying to do what everybody else is doing? Are you trying to do what everybody else is telling you to do? Are you doing their system? Are you writing what you think you should write instead of who you are? Like, there's a lot of mix in there, right? If it's sort of, my energy is awful. I feel terrible. I've put on weight. I've tried everything. I hear that one a lot. I've tried everything and I have not been able to lose the weight. And so then I find out, man, you got a ton of shit in your life that you are doing that you're telling yourself you have to do, you must do, because you've been doing it for so long and there's no way to change it and you're totally stuck and trapped. Oh, but good for you. You ate organic today. But hey, this level of stress is like off the charts and you feel like crap inside. I don't care how well you eat, walk, exercise. If you are internally damaging yourself by stressing it up and you're releasing all of that cortisol and everything else, you're creating weight loss resistance. And then what does your focus do? Your focus is like, what the F? I'm not even losing any weight. I'm doing all of this and nothing is happening, creating more resistance, more persistence of the problem, trying to start and stop all these habits and strategies. It's the same thing. So fill in the blank, right? Some people come and I have women who come in and they're having challenges in their marriage or their relationship because communication, they can't say what they want and feel. I've had clients who are married to narcissists. There's quite a variety. But it all stems back to, what do you want? What inspires you? What lights you up inside? And they're typically like, well, what I really don't want is, and then they go on and tell me about the problem. See, the problem is the one that's driving the beliefs, the behavior, the energy, and it is also, yes, absolutely driving your outcome. We don't want you, your life is not a problem to solve. It's not a problem to fix. I don't want you trying to do that. And then, yeah, good luck being consistent, because if your beliefs, which drive your energy and your energy drives your outcome, if those are lined up and focused on beliefs, I don't get what I want, it's so hard, nothing ever works, why would you ever feel like being consistent on a habit that's not creating a change that you want to see or a shift or an outcome that lights you up and makes you feel inspired, right? So we have to, this is what I help my clients do, right? So we have to identify what's not working. We got to get rid of that. Sometimes it happens on its own. Sometimes there's a plan, there's action steps, right? And we look through that. Setting goals, though, from an inspired place. So what you do is part of a bigger vision. Your bigger, better life. The experiences you want to have, you crave, you love. This would be amazing. This would, because guess what? That not only gets your ass out of bed in the morning. You cannot even be quiet. You become so much more attractive in the world and your presence just is huge. I have women reach out all the time who say, how do you do what you do? Like, what are you doing? Like, how, the energy and, oh man, you're just rocking it. And I saw you over here and then I saw you over there and I saw you, yeah, you know what? And I'm having an effing good time. I'm loving it because I set my goals from an inspired place. How can I reach more women? How can I touch their lives? How can I light their soul on fire? How do I help them light that fire to get moving in their life instead of giving themselves another day to try to be consistent at their goals to get rid of the problem? Blech. That's just not happening, right? So what you do if you're setting your goals from an inspired place becomes part of this bigger, beautiful, most amazing vision that becomes your real life, by the way, versus just trying to solve some smaller, annoying, irritating, wish this would go away problem. Does that get you up out of bed in the morning? All right. Whew, time to get up and solve some more problems. Time to get up and put out some more fires. Woohoo! No, you're with me. You know this is true. But if you were getting up every day, how do I get my mission out in the world? How do I share my message? How do I help more people? How do I do what I'm on this planet to do? How do I make that happen today? Who is the person that I get to help today? How do I light their world up? How do I transfer the torch? How do I say, here, take the fire and go live your best life? That's what gets me up every morning. I can't wait. I'm like, bring it on. And you know what happens? I get clients, I get money, I feel really good, I lose weight, I do all kinds of crazy like things that people are struggling and challenged with. Now, is every day perfect? No. It's really not a, well, even in Disney movies, they have issues, challenges, villains. I just don't have villains. In a Disney movie, they have a villain. Figure out how to beat the villain. Ha ha. Well, how about we stop making consistency a villain? And we solve it and get to have a lot more fun, right? Because creating a whole life vision, doesn't that sound fun? All the areas of your life just start to bloom and blossom, and they get more color and texture, and awesome people fill your life, and you have amazing, like, inspiring conversations, and you're spending your time and investing your energy on things that bring a return of energy and light you up inside, right? Versus, I just need to fix this issue or that issue. I just need to solve that problem. You're not a repairman. No. Magnifying what is amazing for you. That's what I help you do. Lights you up. It leaves you wanting more and more and more of that versus just trying to make the pain go away. We have to get out of that. We have been conditioned, whether it's emotionally, mentally, financially, we've been conditioned to just make the fucking pain go away. Would you just make the pain stop? Your life is not supposed to be full of pain and painful. I have fibromyalgia, just make the pain stop. I have migraines, just make the pain stop. I'm hungry, just make the pain stop. Give me some shit fake food through a drive-thru, man. Just bring it on and bring it on right now. Plus that, we want it instant. Where's the fun in that, by the way? Just instant? There's no fun in that. I mean, I love manifesting, boom, like that. Don't get me wrong. I can shift and change my energy as I start out my week and boom, a consult pops in, boom, sign a new client or, oh, cool, booked a talk or, oh my God, awesome, I have date night with my honey, right? Like all these things, these great things can happen. You can manifest those because you set the intention. I am all for that. But just wanting the pain to go away is no way to live, my friend. Wanting the happiness to grow, wanting to feel full of joy, wanting to experience things that you thought you were only dreaming of. Man, that's the magic sauce. That's what I want. You want that? Is that what you want? Because I think that's more, don't you think? It's a little more inviting than just make the pain go away. What happens when the pain goes away? You just stop doing whatever made the pain go away. You stop because the pain's gone. So then what happens? Nothing ever stays the same. You either get a new pain or that same pain comes back again. That's why we call it a pattern. I help you bust the shit out of those patterns and create ones that actually inspire your life and fill your life with what you want instead of just trying to make the pain go away. Right? And in our heads, you know, the ego can just like spin this story that it's never going to go away. I'm never going to be able to do it all. I'll never be consistent. Tell that voice to shut it down. I had a client, fell off weight loss plan after weight loss plan. Couldn't figure out why. She said, I do really, really good for a while. She was about almost 300 pounds when we started working together. And as we started to talk and discuss, and I learned, were you always overweight? Was there always this, right? She had some relationship hurts and pains, some things, put on the weight, it was safer. And so there was a deeper pain. It wasn't just the weight on the outside. It was the weight she was carrying around on the inside. She did not want to be hurt. She wanted to be safe. There were all kinds of things we started to work on. And I said, you know, instead of doing a diet plan and just looking at that as solving your problem, let's look at what actually would inspire you. What are you craving? Because I know it's not just more food, more weight, right? So we started to really get into things and figured out she started to get excited about eating healthy. By the way, she could not go for a walk when we started working together because she had pain in her ankles and her feet. She had such damage from carrying around so much weight, she couldn't even walk. She started eating healthy. We started with what excited her and what was inviting for her and what lit her up inside. And then we started to work on other things. And pretty soon she was walking at lunch. I got a message one day. Oh my God, I walked for 10 minutes today. I can't even believe it. And it felt so good. And she was so empowered and on and on and on. And we created instead an empowerment plan that felt good for her, that was ongoing, fed her soul. It fed her body. It fed her mind, right? And she got, we helped and gave her emotions some TLC and some new purpose and meaning. She lost weight. But do you know what the best part was? She had fun doing it. Right? I have other clients who can't get their business rolling. They have such passion. My God, I hear their vision for their business and how excited they are and how much they want to share and help people. And I hear their ideas and it blows me away. I'm like, the world needs this. But they're afraid to tell anybody. Because what will people think? What if I can't really say it like that? And I'll say, why can't you say it like that? Well, you know, I mean, I probably could on my business page, but I mean, there's probably people on my personal page that I could never say something like that to. Huh? But that's what you believe. That's who you are. That's what you want. And I know that feeling. My friend, I don't say any of this from a I've never been there standpoint. Everything I ever share with you, I have been there. That's why I get it. Okay? So, no. See, this is about you being you, you doing you, you stepping up and stepping out as who you want to be, because that's the only way it's ever going to work. If you are setting your goals, your visions, your dreams, and you're trying to filter them, you're trying to make it okay for everyone, you're trying to, you know, fix this, make this pain go away, but that doesn't, there's no alignment in that. You can't show up as part of you and expect all of the results. So, you know, whether it's that I'm working with a client who has heaviness inside and out, or who wants to step out and be vibrant and be seen and be heard and stand out in a noisy, it's a noisy marketing world. Eric and I were having a conversation the other day and he said, you know, it just kind of seems like everybody's doing the same thing online. How do you stand out like that? I said, everyone's doing the same thing in every industry. There's not one person in every industry. There's hundreds of people, thousands of people. There's people who teach sales. There's people who teach about money and finances. There's people who teach about manifesting. Right? And you're not going to resonate with everyone for sure. Sales, I listen to Grant Cardone, boom, like all the time, right? Money and manifesting. I love Denise Duffield Thomas. See, there's people who stand out to you. And what do I want to know be known for? I want to stand out because I want women to trust themselves the most. And that is the only way you will be the most confident. If you're trying to trust other people, figure out what they think, what they want, what they tell you, do what so-and-so said, but then they told me to do it different, but then I got this freebie that said to do it this way. You're going to F yourself up. Four ways from Sunday. Like, there's no, God, that's so confusing. What do you want? What do you want? That is the most magical question. If you can answer that, what do you want? Don't tell me what you don't want. What do you want? And see, there's hesitation because you don't know if you can have it. And that's a belief issue. And that's what I work with. Nail that baby right there. We got to get your beliefs aligned so your energy is aligned so you show up and you are, your presence is like magnified. No one could miss you. Like they see, they go, whoa, who is that? That's the difference. It's not that you got to be the most original and the most, there is no original anymore. Everybody's doing everything. Google it. What do you want to look up? You can Google anything. Do it your way. That's what makes you original. You see, doing it your way, your presence, your energy, and that coming from that space is going to make you more consistent because it's fun. It's a lot less work to just be yourself than to try to be everything else all the time, never miss, and think that any one of the things you're choosing is going to be the thing that gets you your goals. It's not any one thing. It's not even just energy. It's not even just belief, because they all go together. Beliefs drive your energy, drives your outcome. You got to have your beliefs. Your belief has to be in you, right? And because you could try the best approach, you could have the best habit, you can have the best strategy. But if you don't believe in you, your energy that drives all of those things, it gets diluted, and you don't have the presence, and you're not going to feel inspired, and it becomes frustrating, and that's where consistency starts to fail. Right? So, okay, so where do we go from here? You have to stop looking at this consistency thing as like, oh, and then I had to start over. Do you know that you start over every single moment? You don't take one breath, do you? You take a breath every moment. Oh, look, I just started over with my breathing. Oh, I just started over with my breathing again. Just stop saying, I had to start over. And I get it. I used to say it. Oh, I'm in my 30s and I have to start over. Because in my 30s or early 40s, I should say, it was right in the fine line there, right? Bankrupt, had to short sell my house, lost everything. I had to start over. That's what I said. Start saying start fresh. Just call it something else. If you're saying something that's making you feel like my client calls it Loserville, like, or I was in loser mode, right? I was like, or I'm not good enough, or I screwed it up again. Stop. Just stop that. It's not doing you any good. It's making you work twice as hard. Just keep going. Just pick up where you left off. It's seriously that simple. I joke about it. Just start. Who cares? I know. You were doing good, and then this thing happened. Welcome to everyone's world. We got to get over that. I don't give a shit. Seriously, you're beating yourself up for nothing, and that's why I say it like that. The time you spend telling someone, oh, I was doing really good, but then this thing happened, and then I fell off and I stopped, is the moments you could have been doing it again. Just move on, man. It's better for your well-being. It is way better for your mindset. Just stop looking at it as starting over. This whole, by the way, life is not an event. It's a process. It's one thing after another thing after another thing. There's a million little moments that connect together, and that's how we connect the dots. So stop spending so much time on a dot that you drop the ball or something. I mean, be accountable. I'm all for that, but just be like, hey, you know what? I was doing that. I liked it. It was working. I'm going to just keep going on it because I realized I got distracted this week. Time to move on. I do not spend time beating like, oh, damn it. Shit, I should have. Now I was doing that. And I was like, hey, sister friend, you were doing that and it was working. You were kicking some ass. Time to get back to it. Let's do it. That is literally how I talk to myself, by the way. You just heard Nicole's internal and outside voice. Because yes, I talk to myself. Ask Miss Buttercup, my dog. If you don't know who Miss Buttercup is, you haven't been in my community very long, but you should join us over in the Energy Lounge. But you would see Miss Buttercup gets to hear me talk all day long. Okay? So stop trying to do everything consistently. Ugh, God, all the time. Just here's a better approach, okay? Continue to add things that you like and enjoy that are good for you ongoing forever. Just keep adding. Keep picking it up where you left it off. pick up another thing. This, you know, and I'm not really trying to focus on weight loss, but it's such a great, like, relatable thing, right? Like, oh, I was doing really good. I was eating really healthy. And then I had a bad day, and I'm not making fun of anyone who's ever said this. I've said these things, so I get to say whatever I want, but it's the truth. I was doing really good. I was eating really healthy. And then I just had a really stressful day. So, you know, I had like a piece of chocolate cake, and then I had some pizza or whatever. Then I fell off. Okay. Well, let's see. The bigger picture is you were doing really good and you ate pretty amazing. Wow, you ate pretty amazing. And then you had a piece of chocolate cake. Just get back to eating healthy again. It's just what I said in point number one. Stop trying to do everything consistently without fail 100% of the time. Oh my God. Ugh, that's exhausting. Just keep adding good things, because the bigger picture is, if you're doing, especially when you have been on this path, you've been doing the inner work. I don't even know how many good habits I do at this point. I have no idea. I can't even count them, because I've been doing this for years and years and years. When I start working with a client who has been on a beaten path, and I mean they beat themselves up, they do not believe in themselves, they have been told that they're worthless, that they're not, and I have clients who have been told, you're never going to be anything. They were told as a child that they're not worth it, that, I mean, horrible things. Or they've been married to someone who's been telling them that, and they haven't been doing good things, and they've been taught that their responsibility is to take care of everyone else. And on top of it, they're super sensitive, and the only way they can relax is if they try to make sure, which is never a guarantee and pretty much impossible, but they try to make sure that everyone else is happy and taken care of. Then they can relax, then they can do something for themselves, and that day never comes. Yes, I have clients like that. Now, in that case, we are sometimes starting kind of from scratch, and we're working through all of it. But my friend, I've been doing this for years. I do so many good things for myself. I meditate, I journal, I eat healthy, I have a workout plan, I hire people to work with when I want expert advice or input or coaching. I walk, I exercise. If I don't like something, I change it. I have vision boards. I write out my goals. Like, I could go on. Okay. It's not start at that level. Like, oh my God, my whole life needs to be, I have to turn the whole thing inside out. It's ridiculous. No, that's not what we're saying. Okay. So stop trying to do everything consistently. There's no one does every single thing exactly the same way every day. The magic happens because they know how to handle their time and energy and focus and mindset and feelings when things don't go according to plan. That's the magic. That's where the power comes in. And by the way, when you do, if you even could do every single thing consistently, 100% of the time, you still cannot guarantee that you're not going to have unexpected things happen, challenges, setbacks, or whatever you want to call them. It's just, this is, life is ebb and flow, baby. You got to learn to ride the waves. And when you're good, be awesome. And when the day is rough, sometimes you just hold on and you do what you can do. You always focus on what you can do something about. That's the magic, okay? So just continue to add in the good things and just keep doing them, because chances are you're doing a lot of the good things consistently, because as a whole, you've added so much goodness in your life. Who cares about the one piece of cake one day? Look at the whole. Wow, I'm doing pretty good. This is awesome. I'm going to keep it going. Enjoy the cake once in a while. God, right? I mean, we're just not restrictive beings. And always assess in your favor. We don't do this, ladies. You have to assess in your favor. Is it really true that you stopped doing every single good thing? Or did you actually stop doing one or two good things, maybe your morning routine, but you still, there's, I would just bet, because this is, this, there are some things that you will not give up on. They're just ingrained in you. Like for me, I cannot not move my body. And I cannot not drink water. Like there's just some things I have to do. I cannot not be positive. I don't know how to do that. I annoy people sometimes. They say something, I go, well, yeah, but you know, blah, 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 right? Here's how the glass is half full. It's just the way I am. Because I don't like the other way. I don't like feeling empty. I don't like the negative view only. That's not even, it's not in my perspective. It's just not who I am. There's things that are just not who you are. There's no way you're stopping every single good thing in your life and absolutely doing absolutely nothing, 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 nothing. Because we have to get away from this all or nothing. Right? Because chances are you're doing some of the things and you're doing more of the other things. Somewhere in your day, you're winning at something. And I can always, I've had clients, no, nothing. Nope, nothing's going good. Nope, nothing's going right. I go, well, just tell me what's been going on. Tell me something. And I go, wait. So your friend called and they were down and then you helped them and they felt better, but nothing's going right? Right? There's always something. Hey, the sun came up today. You're breathing. How about that? How about you're breathing and you have the power to change it? I think that's pretty cool. You're not stuck with it. You're telling yourself or feeling that you are, but you're not. And so you have the power to change it. That beats anything all day, whatever you got. Challenge yourself to keep going. Even when you don't feel like it, talk to yourself. Don't listen to yourself. You're going to have the chatter. It's raining. I don't feel like it. I'm tired. It's too hard. I missed yesterday anyway. Oh, damn it. You know, I never get consistent. Shut that down. What do you need to hear? Ask yourself, because this is what I love to do. Listen, and I do. I call myself sister friend. I don't know where it came from. Just popped out one day and it stuck. Listen, sister friend, what are you made of? What are you made of? Is this what you want? Is this how you want to feel today? Is this how your day is going to be? This is the way you're going to, so you're going to chalk today up like this. And I just can't say like, yeah, it's not in me. I go, no, no, hot damn no. You know what? Here's how it's going to be. I'm going to run the day because I'm the boss of me. Who runs the world? I do. My world. Who runs your world? You'd better be saying, I do, Nicole. I run my world, damn it. No more of this. Consistency, I own that shit. Like, that's what I'm doing. Because consistency is more than just one thing 100% all the time, right? It's more than trying to do everything all the time. This is a moving, living, breathing thing. This is the way to open up and expand consistency to make it work for you instead of trying to battle against it. Ask yourself what you're made of, and I would just bet you keep at it. Stop only noticing what you didn't do. What did you do? Man, I will grill my clients. What have you implemented or done? Says, well, I really haven't because it was really busy and because of, nope. And they just know better after a while. They have to show up with, well, I implemented this and I did this. Tell me about it. Right? Give some action to what you did do. Give some attention to what you did do. What did you do today? Did you get up? Well, yeah. Did you get ready? Well, yeah. Did you feed the kids? Well, yeah. And they kind of chuckle because you're thinking, well, yeah, I mean, of course. No, you know what? Actually, you didn't have to get up and do that. You chose to do that. So you did something. So let's keep it going. What else did you do today? Well, I went to work. Or, well, I wrote this book. Or, well, I did that. Or, well, I did. Okay. All right. So looks like you're taking action on some things. You know, we like negate the things that we think we have to do, like it's not optional. And so that means I wasn't consistent. No, there's things you're consistent at. Seriously. Make a decision. Just do this for yourself. Make a decision on what you want. Not what everybody else needs, how everyone else is going to feel, think, how it's going to, no. What do you want? Make a decision. My mentor looked me straight in the eyes, and it was the first thing that came out of his mouth. I had an opportunity to sit with someone I talk about him all the time, Larry Markson, long, long time ago. And he said, whatever you need, I'll be there. And I said, oh my God, you're kidding. What do I do with this? My mentor, he said anything I need, and what do I do? And so I said, okay, well, you know, can I pick your brain? Can I say, he said, yeah, sure. So I was supposed to pick his brain. And what does he do? He looks at me and he says, well, what do you want? I said, what? He said, what do you want? What do you want for your life? So don't do that. You got to have an answer. What do you want? Have fun with it. No limits. Do it to it, right? Make a decision. What do you want? Who do you need to be to make it happen? You got to figure that one out too. That's part of all of this. Make it something inspiring. What inspires you? Who do you want to be to make it happen? And being clear about your goals and your direction. That's what gives you the added ammunition to keep going. Not just making the pain go away. Guess what? The pain goes away when you start operating from inspired action. When you start setting your goals from an inspiring place, from where your soul feels alive, there is no stopping you. Try to stop me from being consistent at what I want to do and what I'm here to do. Cannot stop me. Here's an example. I need to do more live streams in my business so that I can get my message out, so that I get more clients, so I sell more services. So how come I can't hit that start button? No. How about, women need to hear this. I need to get this message out. If I figured it out and I can feel like this, they can feel like this too. I got a ball of energy in my heart right now in my throat just as I say that, even as an example, but that's how I operate. That's the space I operate from. I need you to know this. It's not that complicated. Consistency is not the bad guy. Trying to make your pain go away, that's hard. That's a hard way to live. I don't want you to live that way. I want you to live inspired, on fire, like soul burning to get out and express itself in the world, to make your impact, to make your difference, to be who you want to be, to say what weighs on your heart, to get it out in the open, to ask for what you want and to receive it, to watch your life turn into experience after experience that just makes you feel so full of life. That's where the party is, right? Now, hopefully you have a few things here, right, on consistency and changing it up. Am I saying don't be consistent? Absolutely not. I'm saying look at the energy behind your consistency. What's driving your drive to be consistent? What are your beliefs about it? Because your beliefs drive your energy drive your outcomes. What you think about and believe about is going to be what your life is about. It's going to be what your experiences are. And I want you to have beautiful experiences, right? Now, if you don't know where to begin with that, but something I said today connected, it resonated, I rang your bell. And you want more help and support, you want some guidance, you want some coaching, you want to have a conversation about it, go to my website. It's www.nicoleisler.com. The link is in the little description there. Click on it, schedule a call. I can tell you that it's really easy to be consistent when you do it right. When you have the right energy behind it. When your beliefs are aligned and your energy is aligned and, your goals are exciting. What problems? I don't focus on problems. Problems are about pain. I love the party, baby. Let's get you focused on the party. So go to my website, schedule the call. Let's do that. Of course, always hang with me here. This is where we get real about everyday topics that seem to confuse the shit out of people. I love talking about it. And hey, if there's something you want me to touch on or you want to talk about, you have questions, send them over. You can email me, Nicole@NicoleIsler.com. But definitely let's schedule a call and talk about your patterns, your consistency, beliefs, whatever it is. If there's a pain, I'll solve it. that's from, of course, Vanilla Ice. But I do want to talk with you. I hope you enjoyed this show and are walking away with some fun nuggets about consistency. Woohoo! Let's go consistency. I love it. Hallmark of Champions, baby. You totally got this. I will see you back next week for another awesome episode of From Limited to Liberated. You know it. You got this. I'll see you back next week. Have a good time. Until then, bye for now.